This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa Pork and Fairway served up warm meals yesterday for Giving Tuesday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Fairway Stores and the Iowa Pork Producers Association teamed up with Central Iowa Shelter and Services for the 9th annual Giving Tuesday breakfast. Hundreds of warm meals were prepared and served to individuals experiencing homelessness across three Iowa communities. Chris Belcock, IPPA Regional Director, said the donation aligns closely with the We Care principles.
Us hog producers, we follow the We Care principles. It shows that we care about our hogs that we raise, the communities that we live in, the environment, and this helps show that we do care. We care about the people in our communities, that where we raise pigs, where we live.
Fairway contributed a full breakfast spread, including 1,200 slices of bacon, 50 pounds of sausage patties, 132 pounds of eggs, 1,050 pancakes, fresh fruit, milk, juice, coffee, and more. Fairway CEO Reynolds Kramer said Giving Tuesday highlights the need for charitable donations, but that attitude of giving back needs to persist year-round.
Yeah, we're so proud to be here and at the shelter and just giving back, right? This is that time of the year to give back. But the thing about it is, it needs to be 52 weeks out of the year giving back to people that are homeless, people or have food insecurities, things like that. So we're just so proud to be a partner, and you know, with the Iowa Pork Producers and just everyone here today, we've got the great team from Des Moines Police Department, and we're all sharing in this, giving back and serving those that need so much.
Yesterday's early morning event brought volunteers to CISS in Des Moines, while additional meals were distributed at the Bridge Home in Ames and the Empowerment Command Center in Grinnell. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.